Thank you, Alan. Now we have our last selection of news items for this first part of Chatterbox. There's an advance notice of an unusual way of bringing attention to an art show being staged in June. Plus, there's also a brief plug for a visit to the cathedral by singer Aled Jones. Over to you.
Norfolk's agricultural heritage is to be celebrated in a special procession announcing the arrival of a major contemporary art event in Norwich. British Art Show 8 is heading to the city in June, and more than 100 works of art are set to be delivered to their exhibition venues by a procession of 6 horse-drawn carts on Saturday, June the 18th. The procession, which is being called the History Train, is the idea of Great Yarmouth-based artist Alan Kane. It will see the heavy horses travel through the city centre and deliver crates full of art to BAS8 hosts, Norwich University of the Arts and Norwich Castle Museum, and the Art Gallery, as well as the Forum. The usual spectacular will be reminiscent of heavy horse processions from days gone by, and a time when horses were used to work the land and for transport.
From the Britain's Got Talent stage to Norwich Market, magician Jamie Raven took his impressive tricks out onto the streets of Norwich ahead of appearing at the Theatre Royal in June. Mr. Raven, who wowed Simon Cowell and was runner-up in the 2015 television contest, surprised passers-by as he conjured up an array of illusions on the market and London Street. Mr. Raven admits his life-changing performance on Britain's Got Talent is one he will remember forever. It was February last year at the Dominion Theatre. It was 6 minutes, and I'll never forget Simon Cowell saying that he actually believed in magic, he said. When asked what the Theatre Royal audience can expect from his Jamie Raven live show in June, he said, "There will be some sleight of hand stuff, some of the big illusions, and I will be getting people up on the stage to help with tricks. There will be some technology illusions, some mind reading, and we will even be levitating a member of the audience."
From fighting superbugs to fending off starvation, scientists have been busy at the front line of discovery. Their work will be celebrated in Norwich with the first city-wide science festival hosted by the Forum. A replica of the Large Hadron Collider will form the centrepiece for the event alongside an inflatable planetarium. Among those taking part will be scientist Lord Robert Winston, a leading expert on fertility and IVF astronomy, astronomer Mark Thompson of Stargazing Live, and physicist, oceanographer and broadcaster Helen Sersky. Norfolk-born Mr. Thompson said he was delighted to be involved in the inaugural event. It's the first time a major festival of science is being hosted in the city, and it's a great opportunity for people to find out what science is all about, and for scientists and science organisations to reach out to the public and show what they do, he said. Norwich Research Park has grown and UEA has developed its science research greatly in recent years. I'm also aware that Norfolk is at the forefront of environmental, nature conservation and farming science, and from the start we wanted to reflect this side of things.
Norwich Cathedral is to play host to Welsh singer Aled Jones next month. The singer is opening his 22-date tour with a concert at Norwich Cathedral on Friday, May the 6th. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and the concert will start at 7:30 p.m. and run until 9:30 p.m. Tickets are now on sale.
Well, that's all from Paddy and myself. Now we'll hand over to Pauline and Chris for part two of Chatterbox.